Welcome to the Rebel Influencer Podcast with me, your host, Leona Burton. In a world where conformity often reigns supreme, I am here to spotlight the rebels, the people who are changing the game. This podcast is brought to you by Peaks Private Members Club, the very place to be for successful entrepreneurs scaling past six figures, those people who are looking for long-lasting connections. At Peaks, founded by Nicola Peak, they specialize in breakthrough business and social events that go beyond the ordinary. It's a place where successful entrepreneurs come together to experience transformative mastermind sessions, receive unique mentoring, and build long-lasting relationships with peers on the same growth journey. Stay with us to the very end for an exclusive Peaks offer.
Oh my goodness, Kerry Scorer, you gorgeous, gorgeous human. I am so excited to have you on the Rebel Influence podcast because, well, quite frankly, you're one of the most talented people that I know. You are unbelievably talented, totally humble, and I don't feel like you shout about your amazingness as much as you probably should.
Maybe.
This is how humble this lady is. So, Kerry, please do tell everybody how amazing, amazing you are and what you do.
Well, I mean, I'm okay. I'm a full-time magician. I am a member of the Magic Circle, which, and I know I should really shout a bit more about that, and I don't. I'm one of 88 women in the world that are members, female members of the Magic Circle. So, yeah, that is something, I guess, to shout out about, isn't it, really?
It's amazing! Honestly, this lady is unbelievably talented, and I have seen your work in action, and boy, you are so, so awesome. Let's talk about some of the amazing things you've done over the years, because quite frankly, I'm blown away. So you have performed for the Royals, right?
Yeah.
And you perform for me, which is just obviously as easy. That's it. We are on the same level. Hello, we have won at life. So how did you get to the point where you're at today? Like, what was that journey like? Did you pull rabbit out of hats when you were a kid? Like, what happened? Tell us all the details.
Well, to be honest, it was one of these things, you know, when people sort of tell the story and you go, oh, it just sort of happened. And it kind of just did. But like, I grew up watching magic. Just adored. I used to watch Paul Daniels and Debbie McGee, which is going to give my age away slightly there, isn't it?
I did definitely. I love Debbie McGee. She's amazing.
She was fabulous. And also, to a little girl watching TV, you know, bearing in mind, I think we only had the three channels then, you know, she was just fabulous. She was beautiful, glitter, the dresses, the shoes. You know, I absolutely idolise and still do. I think she's fabulous. Debbie McGee, I think she's just wonderful. And I kind of was like, oh, wow, you know, this showbiz sort of lifestyle, you know, that'd be amazing to do something like that. Of course, and then I got older and things and you know, got a job and all the rest of it. And then I met somebody who did magic as a hobby. And he said, oh, you know, do you like magic? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I absolutely love it. I love it. I love it. And he said, oh, there's a magic club in Hull, which is where I'm from. Would you like to come? And I said, yeah, you know, like, absolutely would I. They were fabulous with me. They invited me in. They let me come to a few meetings so I could just sort of find my feet and see if it was something that I was interested in. And then they helped me put together like a little act that then I had to do for everybody to see whether or not I could be accepted into the Hull Magician's Circle. And thankfully, although what happened was the room was in one part of the building, and then it was in a pub at the time. And I went down to the bar while they all sort of counted up the votes and things. And I'd left my coat and my bag upstairs, and one of the magicians came down to get me, but he brought my bag and my coat, and he just handed them to me and kind of went, oh no. And I was like really upset. He went, oh no, I'm only kidding.
Oh, but your heart was in your mouth.
I nearly smacked him with my bag. So I was
disappear as a result of his comedy act.
Funnily enough, he's never been seen since. But yeah, so and that was, you know, it was great. And it was, you know, for me, it was like a big deal for me, because, you know, it was nothing that I didn't know any magicians at that time, apart from, as I said, the chap that I worked with who did it as a hobby. And then I was suddenly thrown into this world of magic, mainly men, who, you know, I have to say, you know, took me under their wing and helped me and everything. And then somebody mentioned sort of the magic circle and then the magic castle. And I was like, what are these places? Like, this just sounds like amazing. And then I found out about the magic circle. And I thought, gosh, it'd be amazing, you know, just to go and visit, just to go and see this place. So for those that don't know about the Magic Circle, basically there's magic clubs all over the UK, but in the world, there's only one, the Magic Circle. It's in London, and it obviously has members from all over the world. So to visit, I was just phenomenal. Never, ever thought I would be able to become a member. I did. I was lucky enough you need to be proposed and seconded by other members. And there was some members that were of the Magic Circle that were also members of Hull Magicians, and they signed my form for me. I went in, I had an interview, I did a little bit of magic at that point, and then they said, yeah, I was ready to go for my exam. So then I did my exam, and my exam was, it's between 8 and 12 minutes of magic. So you perform, and they judge you on all sorts of things. So they judge you on your props, your patter, how you talk to your volunteers, obviously your magic abilities and skills and things as well. So nerve-wracking, because you're doing it in front of magicians, you know, so it's a really tough, it wasn't, but you feel like it's a really tough crowd, you know. But
absolutely, because they know all the secrets, yeah, right? Yeah. Like with an audience where you can kind of, you know, keep things sparkly and special, it's like, no, these people know their stuff, so you need to be really kind of shit hot. You nailed it. What did that do for your career?
Well, it gave me the confidence to be able to do what I was doing. It gave me the confidence to leave my job and become a full-time magician. So that really, really helped with that. And also, you know, people will always ask at events, are you a member of the Magic Circle? And it was so cool to be able to say yes. And I'd get my membership card out and show them. And actually, people are, you forget that people are interested in this, because, and especially now, because I've been a member for a few years now, and, you know, and I know lots and lots of magicians now. And you sort of forget, actually, that people don't come across us very often. So when I, you know, and sometimes I will get my membership card out to show them, and they're all, you know, sort of thrilled to hold it and have a look at it, because I guess for me, I see it all the time, but other people don't. And that's the kind of key thing that, you know, I forget. But yeah, I mean, being a member of that has just been, it's just been phenomenal. And it's such a good resource, you know, of we've got a library there, there's so many magicians, you know, and you can tap into all of that experience and all of that help, you know, so that's just an awesome sort of, you know, thing to be able to access. I mean, even during lockdown, they started putting all the meetings up onto Zoom and things, so that they could still sort of keep in touch with everybody and, you know, still sort of help out, because obviously, I mean, I don't want to dwell on all of that thing that happened, but, you know, our industry.
Life is like, you refer to life as pre-COVID or post-COVID. Yes. It's like there is no life in between in that whole messy nonsense. It's like before or after. That's
yeah,
it.
And just this weird bit in the middle that didn't happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the longest 3 years of your life, you know. It's crazy. So you became part of the magician circle and the magic circle. And then how did you get to the point where you were performing for the royal family?
So, I mean, everything comes about in all different ways. It's a bit of a tricky one, because I'm not really meant to.
Okay, let's not talk about it because we don't fancy getting Carrie sued. So, next question: who is the most famous person you're allowed to talk about?
Okay, so apart from you, obviously, well, do you know what? And as well, there's terms of famous people, isn't there? I've done a lot of events where there's been lots and lots of famous people. For me, the absolute like best, Patrick Stewart.
Oh, what an absolute flipping legend. What a talent. What yeah. a talent. Oh my gosh, yes, absolutely. I mean, I will be moved over for Patrick Stewart any day.
I mean, I grew up on Next Generation, so suddenly to have Captain Jean-Luc Picard stood in front of me, I mean, was just phenomenal. And it was a private event, it was a wedding, and he happened to be at it. We didn't know beforehand, we knew that somebody was going to be there, we didn't know who. And then when we got there, it sort of whispers went around, and I was with a couple of other entertainers as well, and I really like freaked out because I was like, oh, I'm a Next Generation person. Like, and I did the table that he was sat on, and he was just so lovely, just so, you know, you always hear these tales, don't you? Don't meet your hero and all this, because they don't turn out how they are. He was Captain Jean-Luc Picard all the way through. He was just lovely, he was kind, you know, he was courteous, he took part in the tricks that I was doing. And then later on I saw him just sort of stood, and he was stood right in front of me, and he just happened to turn around, and then he started talking to me.
And it's a jelly, you were like, oh my god, it's him.
Yeah. And he said something along the lines of, oh well, you know, because us two being in showbiz, you know, we something something, and I'm like, us two together,
we're in the same league, obviously. I love that. That's amazing. That's amazing. And definitely, like, probably for you, like, oh my gosh, like, I'm actually doing this moment, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just a girl from Hull, you know. It's the things that I have done and the people I've met, whether they've been famous or not, you know, I've been allowed into their homes, I've been allowed, you know, I never take for granted when I'm invited to people's parties, because this party is a one-off event, so it has to go right on the night. So they're trusting me to come in and make sure that I do my job, you know, and especially for weddings as well, you know, when people have been planning these for years, you know, and they want me to be part of it, you know, I never ever take that for granted, because I appreciate that, and I appreciate being let into people's lives, even just for that little snapshot. You know, I meet all the family, I meet all their friends, you know. And when I did the event for you, you know, I met so many people, and I mean, including Sharon, you know, who we were talking about earlier on, who I love you, Sharon.
Oh my, Sharon, I've already told you, Sharon, if you listen to this, you are not allowed to leave, ever.
There's like a huge queue around the block for Sharon, isn't there?
I mean, really, honestly.
But, you know, just meeting these people as well, who have become friends, you know, and who have stayed in my life, you know, all of this time, you know, through. So it's just, I'm really, really fortunate. And I sort of have to pinch myself every now and again when I think, yeah, this is actually what I do for a living. You know, I've met Dynamo, I've met David Blaine, you know, I've met Paul Daniels, I met him a few times, Debbie McGee, you know, lots and lots of people. In fact, I was promoted in the Magic Circle a couple of years ago to their what they call MIMC, which is a member of the Inner Magic Circle with a gold star. And actually I was presented it by Scott Penrose, and Debbie McGee was there as well. So
Kerry, I'm so proud of you. So for those of you who don't know Kerry, she is literally the nicest person you ever wish to meet. She is incredibly talented, but honestly, you're so, so humble, and I don't think you realize just how special you are. Aww. Your energy is amazing. No, seriously, Kerry, your energy is amazing. You're very talented and you're very lovely, which is a rarity. It's a rarity, honestly, trust me.
Well, coming from someone like you, Leona, who has met literally everyone, I'm taking that as
a literally in the middle of nowhere in Spain right now, hiding out in a country house, because, you know, sometimes, and I'm sure you get this, sometimes I get all peopled out, like, I'm like, I just don't want to see humans today, I just want to fester in my pajamas and pretend that, you know, the outside world doesn't exist. How does Kerry actually switch off? Because you are moving and shaking, you're doing all the events, you're meeting lots of people, like, and you're giving that energy and you're showing up, and showbiz, and, you know, showbiz, right, unquote, quote unquote, and peopling and entertaining is amazing, it's great, and especially if you're passionate about it, but it's also, it can be draining, and it's hard work to kind of turn up that energy all the time. How do you take time out for yourself?
That's a really good question, actually, and you're right. For all that I love it, like you say, because I, you know yourself, you're giving your all to everything. You can't just phone it in. You can't just go, oh, well, I'll do that later. You know, if that event, talk, party, whatever is at that time, then you have to be on the ball at that time. You know, I quite like the drive there and back to events in my car. That gives me a little bit of downtime, just listen to some music and just chill out. On my days off, I do quite a lot of different things actually. So one of the things, I run. If anybody sees me, I do a really good impression of not running, but I do run, and that really helps. I'm injured at the moment, which is driving me crazy a bit, but I'm training for a Great North Run in September, which I'm thrilled to be.
Hang on, whoa. Are you going to magic yourself to the finish line? Are you going to cheat? Because
why have I never thought of that?
See, this is why I'm in marketing, Kerry. Hello. Just come out there. I definitely think that's something that could get you even further in your career.
I tell you, if you saw some of the times for my runs, you'd be thinking, why does she not do that? I enjoy that, and I do that with friends as well. So just that being able to chat, and it's almost, we always call it sort of free therapy, because you're going out and you're having a moan and a groan about, rubbish TV or what was on TV, or, just general
the life. Ending of Fool Me Once was like, hello. I loved it, by the way. I loved it. That's cathartic. And actually, that's about community, right? It's about having those people that just get it around you. And that's so important. I think, as much as I like to knock people all the time, having those people that just get it or don't fully get it but will just listen to you anyway and don't judge you, I think is so important. I think it can be really lonely, and business is hard, and running a household is hard, and having that support system is crucial. So you're doing the Great North Run, which is amazing. What else do you do?
I spend a lot of time as well, bizarrely, with other magicians. So there's a few, there's a few in the area, and we meet up and we catch up and we talk tricks and just other things. Because also as well, they're the people that get it. They understand, because they know what, they work at events and things. And from doing events, when you try and explain it to somebody, it's really hard if they don't do that sort of job to sort of get what it's like to understand sort of how, when I come home and I'm absolutely drained, but it's mentally drained, not physically drained. It's a different sort of thing. So talking to people that get it and stuff. And then there's one magician and his girlfriend and me and my husband, and we've been doing escape rooms. So it turns out we're touch wood, we've got 100% success rate.
How can you not, as a magician? I would expect you to be able to magic your way out of there every single time. Have you ever been at an event? I won't ask you to tell me all the juice, because it's a magician secret, right? But have you ever been at an event where a trick has not gone to plan?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh God, I've got loads of those stories. Yeah, especially when I first started out, and I would be, now if something happens, it happens, and you can't, I just laugh it off. I've got to that point where, the other thing as well, the way I present my stuff, it's not a serious, and it's all chatty and stuff. So if anything does go wrong, then I can do something else. Sometimes when things go wrong, it might go wrong for you, but they might not know. So you might still be able to, get your way out of it, but it not be sort of obvious to them, but inside you're sort of panicking a bit. But and sometimes it can go wrong in such a way that you can never replicate that again. So there was one time in particular when I'd got somebody to sign a card, and there were some people around the table who were quite drunk, and they stood up and knocked the cards out of my hands, and they all went all over the floor and all over the table. But one card landed like right in front of this chap, and it was the card that he'd just signed, and he thought that was the trick. And I just kind of went, ta-da.
And as if by magic, here we are. I love that. I love that. Just embrace it. It's just like it is whatever it is. I love that. As long as you don't accidentally saw somebody in half, it's fine. It's going to be okay.
That's it. I sort of, I do a cut and restored rope where I monitor the people with the scissors. So I figure the worst that you'd ever get from me is maybe a paper cut from the card. So it's okay. But there's been funny stuff as well. There was the time when I was, I got a phone call through, would I be interested in doing a job in London? It was at this exclusive little club somewhere in London. I forget the name of it now. It was years and years and years ago. Would I do it? But would I dress as Alice in Wonderland? And I was like, sure. I said, I haven't got a costume. And they said, get one made, we'll pay for it. You know, we want you here, we want you as Alice. I was like, great. So I had a costume made, went down to do the job, and I saw a friend of mine, so a lady called Louisa Calver, who's a caricature artist, and she was there, and I'd met her just a couple of weeks beforehand, and I went off, and the guy was like, have you got your costume? Yeah. Go get changed. Went and got changed, came back out as full-on Alice, and Louisa was like, why are you dressed like Alice? And I said, for the Alice in Wonderland themed event that we're at. And she went, oh. And I thought, you know, if you go to a fancy dress party and you're not in fancy dress, you feel a bit daft, don't you? And I was feeling a bit smug at this point, because I thought, are you going to feel a bit daft when you go in there? And, you know, there's all the theme. And I'm guessing that most people are going to be like one step ahead here and realise there was no theme at all. It was just me dressed as Alice at a really high-end corporate networking drinks event. And I've still never really got to the bottom of what happened, why, but they were really insistent. I mean, they paid for me to have the costume made. So wow. we think it was another magician. So Noel Qualter, if you are listening, you are still taking the blame for this.
It was because you.
Yeah, I think it was, because I think, because the initial inquiry came via him from this. So he'd obviously been asked, did you know any female magicians? He'd passed me on. And I think he'd had like a 50 quid bet or something with the guy who booked me to say, I bet she'll come as Alice or something. But he was involved somewhere along the line. And
yes. I love the banter. I love the fact that there's banter and kind of you can bounce off each other. That's perfect. So for anybody that's listening that is not living their best rebellious life, as in going after the things that they want and, you know, doing the business that they want or going on holiday or having the relationship or whatever it is, right? Whatever it is in their life that they're not doing for them. What would you say to those people that are listening?
Do it. I mean, I know that's easy to say, but
just get it done.
Yeah. I never, ever, ever thought I'd heard of the Magic Circle, never thought I would be a member. And now I'm MIMC with Gold Star, which if you look that up at the Magic Circle, you know, if people want to see that, they can see what that is. I am thrilled to be able to do that. I'd heard of the Magic Castle. It's the most exclusive club in Hollywood. I've performed there twice. You know, these things, I've just asked and said, can I do it? Please, can I do this? How about this? Send the emails out. If you're not getting these opportunities, just ask, just send some emails. What's the worst that can happen? People just say no. Well, you're no worse off than you are. So, but actually somebody might just take a chance and do it. But just try, you know, be true to yourself, be who you are, be kind to people. I mean, you know, that really shouldn't be something you have to say, is it? But you know, be kind, people.
I need a little bit of a reminder. I'm just putting that out there. Kerry, you are an absolute flipping legend. Thank you so much for joining me today. Everybody, please go and stalk Kerry. Where can we find you online, Kerry, just before you go?
So you can find me on Instagram and Facebook, and it's just Kerry Scorer Magician, or Instagram is just Kerry Magician, I think. I kind of made it easy. It's like my name and my job. So, you know, it's
quite hello. Easy to find. You do not know who I am, obviously. There we go. Kerry, I love you. I adore you. You're amazing. Go absolutely out there and smash the rest of the year. I can't wait to see what you're up to next.
Thank you. And thank you so much. I am going to be stalking you as well on your many travels and things. So hopefully I will see you in person. But thank you so much for having me.
Big love, darling. Bye-bye.
And that concludes today's episode with me, Leona Burton. You have been listening to the Rebel Influencer Podcast. Wow, what an episode. Before you go, I'd just like to say a massive thank you to Peaks Private Members Club for their sponsorship. Just remember, Peaks isn't just about events. It is about creating an environment where entrepreneurs who are serious about scaling their business coming together with a focus on mastermind sessions, unique mentoring, and deep, meaningful connections and conversations. Peaks is about redefining the entrepreneurial journey. Discover more at peaksprivatemembersclub.com and make sure you go and follow Nicola Peak on Facebook or any of her other socials. For our listeners, Peaks is offering a special opportunity. Reach out to Nicola and mention My Rebel Podcast and you'll be in to receive an exclusive discount.